The Accidental Entrepreneur is brought to you through our affiliate relationships with the following sponsors: Digital Accelerant, the digital mobile business card that generates leads. Text the word LAW to 21,000 to get connected and learn how to get your own digital business card. And by Fetch Internet and Fetch Pro, the secure, high-speed app that eliminates the need to pay for hotspots or use public unsecure Wi-Fi. And Printify, the online, on-demand print shop for all your corporate merchandise. Be sure to visit our online store and get your own podcast merch. Listen to all of our sponsors' commercials later in this episode and follow their links in the show notes to learn more about their products and services.
How can we bridge the gap from our model in our stores to e-commerce? So that's when we really got serious about e-commerce.
So you started building out the e-commerce site at that point. Yep, and ironically, you didn't know 14 months later, 12 months later, the whole world was going to shut down.
Oh my gosh, dude. So literally like 6-9 months before COVID, 12 months, whatever, we decide to work hard on our website.
Right.
And we decide to do a same day delivery program in Madison and Dane County, which is our
meaning they could order and you'd put it on a truck or whoever would deliver it to their house.
2 like p.m. pharmacy. You order. Yeah. We have a little Ford Transit zipping around town making deliveries. Okay. But we did both of that before COVID. So all of a sudden, you know, right when COVID hits March,
we were kind of ready, dude.
And yeah. I was like, thank you, God, because I wouldn't have known that any of that was coming. I didn't believe that.
Now, were you considered because of the therapeutic nature of what you do, were you considered an essential business? Were you able to still operate?
Thankfully, we were able to be an essential. And I was, you know, in March last year, I was like, listen, I'll go buy shampoo. I'll start selling
whatever they want us
cashews,
to sell.
Whatever I need to get to be essential.
Right.
Thankfully, they classified health food stores because a lot of people depend, like chronic pain, stress, of anxiety, depression. So that was cool.
Right.
But I was freaking, dude. I was like, oh my gosh.
The information provided in these episodes is for entertainment purposes only. It is not a guarantee of success or to be construed as advice of any kind. You should always seek advice from local licensed professionals before making any decisions.
The dictionary defines an entrepreneur as a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, usually with considerable initiative and risk. People often start a business without much choice, perhaps due to a job loss or just being dissatisfied at work. And they come up with an idea they just know can be successful. They become entrepreneurs by accident. That is to say, their success or failure happens by accident, not with intention. My name is Mitch Beinhacker. I'm a corporate attorney and a business advisor. You're listening to The Accidental Entrepreneur, my podcast about how to achieve success on purpose, not by accident. Join me along with our monthly guests where we share our knowledge and help you get a hold of your business. And now on to today's episode. Just to remind you, the podcast is produced and brought to you by my legal practice, Beinhacker Law. We provide business and estate services to entrepreneurs, inventors, and other small business owners. Whether you're just getting started or you've been operating for a long time, contact us for all your general legal needs, from contracts to client agreements, from purchasing a new location to onboarding a new partner or key employee. We draft all types of agreements and handle most business transactions. For more information about our products and services, visit BeinhackerLaw.com or you can follow our link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's interview.
Hi, my name is Tim O'Brien, owner of The Healthy Place, formerly known as Apple Wellness, and I own 4 brick and mortar health food stores in Madison, Wisconsin, and an e-commerce company called FindYourHealthyPlace.com that we ship nationally.
All right, Tim. So we were saying off the mic, I appreciate you talking to me. I know it's getting to be a holiday weekend. I'm sure for you guys out there too. I don't know what the weather's like in Madison, Wisconsin. It's nicer here in Jersey. It just got cooler. But we just had, you know, that storm Ida that was coming up through the Gulf.
Yeah.
Went up the East Coast. And we had more flooding here than I've seen in a very long time. People are pumping their basements out. And
oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was great. Floods, cars are flooded with water and cars just abandoned in the middle of the street. So yeah, it's not typical for New Jersey, but
yeah,
I'm glad
we're used to seeing those stories
up
coming out from the Midwest, you know, like, I don't know, but not New Jersey.
But you guys get tornadoes out there, right? In the plain states and stuff.
Yep. We had one actually just go over our house, smashed half of our tree. Thankfully didn't crush our house, but I got to take my Jeep and tug a big branch down in the backyard. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I have a son in Indiana and in college, and we have visited Madison, great city. the university's there. It's, but I understand it gets really freaking cold.
Oh my gosh.
In the winter time.
Dude, negative 10 is not like an irregular thing, dude. God. I mean, it's nuts, dude.
Oh yeah, I can't even. They were saying, oh, we drive out with our trucks on the ice.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, it must be pretty thick. They're like, yeah, 8 feet, whatever. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm like, you really want to go to school here? My son's like,
No, you're like, let's check out something in Florida.
Exactly. But I appreciate you coming on today, spending some time promoting your business, talking about, and I love when, you know, there's a lot of people out there doing stuff, e-commerce, whatever, but you've really built a good brick and mortar business.
Thank you.
And the e-commerce. And then we'll talk about what's happened during the pandemic and stuff, but it's, you know, it's a timely topic because New Jersey, I mentioned to you, cannabis just became legal. Obviously CBD and its use in wellness is, you know, become well documented and much more popular. So, but maybe we can go back to, you know, how you got started in the wellness business and, you know, maybe, I don't know, it was in college or whatever. And you can share that with me and then we'll move it up to today. Cause I know you have four locations and you got a lot going on probably even since the last time we spoke.
Sweet. You know, yeah, it's a fun journey, right? Life is intense. So when my mom was 5 or 6 years old, she developed thyroid cancer. And she, you know, went the typical route, radiation, chemotherapy. And I remember just everyone being super scared for mom for good reason and the fear that she faced and the battle that she faced. And through that process, she crawled her way, you know, into a little health food store in Muskego, Wisconsin, which is just a little tiny, you know, city outside of Milwaukee. And there was a little health food store. This is, I'm like 37. So I was like 5 or 6.
So like 30 plus years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a guy named John talked to her who owned a health food store. And that started a stream of events that really helped her through her recovery. So she would tell people that, man, natural alternatives really helped my recovery with my battle with cancer. And through that experience, she got a job as a manager of that little store. So it was kind of a cool story. And us kids were homeschooled and we would.
Oh, were you?
So we just grew up like being in the, because my mom homeschooled us, like while she's managing this little health food store. And so I just remember growing up in this back room of this little podunk health food store.
Yeah. Well, you know, in those days, health food stores weren't commercialized like Whole Foods. And I had a friend whose mom was into that stuff. We used to go to the weirdest stores. You would, you know, there was nothing mainstream about it. There was no, everything was private labeled.
And yeah, there's like the hippie that would come out from the back.
Exactly.
Like, what's up?
Right. You know, you're driving around in a VW bus like in the 60s, and then you open a health food store in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
But
yep.
Now it's become very mainstream. So yeah, that's funny that you said that.
It is, dude. Yeah. And so I just grew up hearing these stories. I'd watch these testimonies unfold of, you know, Susie Q coming in with a chronic pain and watching my mom help her reduce her pain and under her doctor's supervision get away from the drugs.
Right. Well, was it CBD? Was it CBD in those days?
I mean, not back then. No, curcumin, boswellia, hyaluronic acid, you know, comfrey cream. There's a lot of different natural alternatives. And so then it's kind of like in my DNA, I'm growing up and I'm trying to figure out what to do with my life. So I go get a job at GNC myself. Uh-huh. And I have this passion in my DNA for natural alternatives. And I start to discover like, hey, I like people. I like to help people, like to encourage people. Maybe I can find my niche in the health food industry myself.
Right.
And I was brought at that time from that health food store. I moved to Madison to district manage two GNC franchises.
Yeah.
And that's why
GNC is very commercial, right? I mean, their products are, you know, they're not really.
Yeah. What you're so they're owned for, by China. Now. People don't know this. They're like purchased by China decades ago and their qualities, you know, there's some concerns there. And I learned this through that experience.
And they're a corporate chain. They're not a franchise, are they? Or are they a franchise?
GNC is mostly corporate, but they still have franchises available, but they've been trying to convert it all to corporate.
Got it.
And I'm still thankful for GNC, even with some of their negatives, because of how much they've like forged the way for the natural alternative industry. So I'm thankful for that. But then in 2007, 2008, there was a corporate takeover of these franchises in Madison that I was managing and everybody lost their jobs, like all 30 employees.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, God, you know, what am I doing now?
Right.
And that's where I'm like, dang, maybe I should open my own health food store. And I remember the process and like with my wife, you know, like, should we do this? We'd have to put the house on the line, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's what happens everything. When you start a business, right?
Yeah.
You had to find a location, right? You had to lease space. You had to build the store out. It wasn't like you just took a job. Yeah.
Right. Super intense. And that was 2010. And that's when the Healthy Place was born.
But at least you had experience in retail. So you knew kind of how to run a retail store or merchandising, things like that. You just had to figure out how to put the store together, right?
Yeah.
And where to find the products, I guess.
The best gift I got from GNC is learning what's good and what's bad, what brands are good, what brands are bad, sourcing forms of nutrients, you know, cyanocobalamin B12 versus methylcobalamin B12, just things like that. So I was set up in 2010 to know what I was doing a little bit, not business-wise. That was a different animal.
Yeah. So what'd you do? You hit the road to try and find, to source out stuff that you wanted to carry and sell?
Yeah. It was like GNC, you have it all set in front of you, right? You just sell this stuff. So then it was like, okay, what brands do I want to represent? What values do I want to get behind? What mission do I want to be on? And you start to think through that stuff. And it was really cool, which I'd encourage a entrepreneur, you know, that's thinking about starting his own thing. It's like, you really don't have to have all the pieces figured out before
you really can't.
Right.
Right. You spend your whole life trying to get it all right. And you'll be 85 years old, never start your business.
Yeah. And you really still won't be ready because things keep changing.
It's always changing. Yep. It's always changing. Yeah. Well, that's the truth, right? You can't, I was on with a guy last week. You can't wait till all the lights are green to head towards town because they won't be green. It's just not going to happen, right?
You got to go through some red lights. I like your style.
I think it's good advice for people. They should just get started.
You have to. And it's like the law of attraction or something. Like, you start to move, you know, and you start to ask the right questions, and then you don't know how to do this, but you remember you have a brother that's a banker and a sister that's a lawyer. And you start to ask these questions like, oh, I got a friend that's an accountant. And you just start asking the questions and you figure it out. And it's messy.
Absolutely.
It's messy, right?
Right. In the beginning. It's always messy. Look, even if you write a business plan, I tell people, you know, they should write a business plan or whatever. That can't be perfect either. You just have to get your ideas down on paper, work out the basics of what you're doing, and start moving forward and working on your strategic planning. Because like you said, it's not going to end up where you think it's going to end up. Mm-hmm. It's going to change and you'll never, ever get started. So I'm a big planner guy and I want you to put things in writing, but you got to start. You just got
to
do it.
You got to. And even the mission change. Like, I thought I was going to have one store in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, which is right outside of Madison. And now I'm thankful I got four stores and an e-commerce thing. I never even thought or dreamed about that. I got a couple of brands I'm selling to other nutrition stores. I'm like, dang, 10 years later, I didn't know this stuff.
Because it's an evolution.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can't know what's going to happen next.
Right. As you learn, you're like, oh, we could have that manufactured, private label that and sell it. Mm-hmm. You never thought that, right?
You can make a better product and get a stronger margin. I'm like, when I learned that, I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah. But you didn't know that at the beginning. So if you were waiting to figure all these things out, you never. Yeah. I have that conversation with people all the time.
Do you?
Because they were just like, some people write business plans, some people don't. Everybody is kind of strategic about what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But the guys that are successful just hit the street and they learn as they go. And you still got to do things to mitigate your risk, right? And to make sure that you don't make a lot of mistakes by doing research or whatever. But you do have to kind of you have to be a good decision maker, a person who says, yeah, I'm willing to take a risk and let's do this. And if the worst thing happens, how much money are we going to lose? Where is it going to put us? If it's not that bad, you say, okay, let's give it a try. Let's try and have this product manufactured and whatever. And, you know, and
what's the worst that happens? Like,
You
waste money and that happens.
Right.
You make mistakes and you get set back and that happens. And, you know, I bet you could say this about your life. All like your mistakes through the past have also been your greatest lessons.
Oh, well, you learn more from mistakes than you do from successes. No question about it. Yep. If everything was a success, wait till you have a mistake and you hit a brick wall and you're just totally unprepared for it. It's painful the longer you go. But it's true. Look, people figure out a business, let's say, right? In a certain industry that they grew up in, whatever. And then something happens, the business changes, the industry changes, and they got to pivot to something else. And they're not able to make the pivot because they haven't really developed business skills. They've just kind of figured out their business, you know? So, whatever.
Yep. And it's step by step. And I did not have any of that figured out. I just had a passion, you know, I wanted to make a difference. And my first business didn't work out well. It was a network marketing company and thought I would build, you know, a residual income. And, you know, it didn't work out. And I had a little smoothie bar This is all in between the GNC thing and the Healthy Place, a 2-year period. I had a smoothie bar. Right. And I made a little bit of a living on that, but then once I tried to get it, it didn't work and I had to shut her down.
So,
and
that's figuring okay it too. Out. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, network marketing works for some people and some people doesn't. Sometimes it's the company or whatever. It's just not right timing. But it got you to where you are, right? If you changed any of those experiences, you wouldn't be where you are now. So
exactly.
Okay. So do you remember you getting the whole first store ready and you're like, we're gonna open? Was it like you remember the stress you're going to open the doors? Anybody coming in?
Yep. We thought there was going to be a stampede, bro. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, oh,
people are going to like knock this place down.
Hot stuff. We are going to change the world, you know? And I sent out a postcard to our community and it cost me $4,000, which back 2010, like I had nothing. And it was like everything we had into our marketing budget, $4,000. Right. And there was a mistake with the expiration date.
With what do you mean the expiration
date? The expiration date on the coupon on the postcard.
Oh,
and God. It like totally ended up being a waste. And I was like, it's okay. Cause it was already all in print. Everything was sent out by the time, but you know what? There's gonna be a stampede. We opened those doors and it was like 2 customers day one. And they were just checking us out.
That's what people do. They're like a little hesitant. They're like, are you new? You're going to stay, you're going to be here. Am I going to go talk to Tim? He's going to leave me. It's like a dating thing, you know? So how long did it take? So how long did it take to build a bit of a groundswell and following in customers?
Yeah. So we had our first major breakthrough was at month 6 when Groupon was first hitting the world.
There you go.
And it was explosive. And we sold like 400 coupons, you know, spend 20, get 40. You remember when that was so exciting?
Sure.
Couponing this thing. And that was our first breakthrough. And so that was like 6 months and we're like,
I tell people 6 to 9 months, it's going to take a while. People really
what you tell
sticking
people?
Around. That seems to be the trend, you know,
interesting.
If you don't expect to make money, I get people call me after 4 or 5 months. They're like, I think we got to close the doors. I'm like, well, you just opened.
Oh,
really? And they're like, well, we didn't anticipate we'd have enough capital for this. I mean, you didn't think that for the first 6 months, you make no money.
Yeah,
I think that's reality, especially in retail.
That's interesting to hear from you because you talk to people, you know, and that was our experience. It was like that 6 month period. And then we wanted a year later, we wanted my wife to be able to stay at home with our babies because she was pregnant with our first. So it was like a year and a half in and we knew this like 9 months, found out, oh my gosh, we're pregnant because she wanted to quit her job when she had her first baby. And
not that much of a surprise if you're doing certain things that might lead to that.
Yeah.
Can't be completely surprised.
Figured that out after I was homeschooled. You're like, oops. So it took a little bit for me to learn.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
They didn't have health in homeschool, huh?
Oh man. So it was like a timer was going off. Like we got to, you know, one income household kind of thing. And I swear, dude, it was like, I was praying every day and it was like month to month, us incrementally moving towards what we needed. September 3rd. Wow. Today is actually September 3rd.
Yeah. That a milestone?
That is, that's Rosemary's 10-year birthday. So this was 10 years ago,
okay.
September 3rd that of 2011, that she was going to quit her job. And so it was one of those things, dude, you do everything you can and the rest, you just gotta, you know, hope for the best. And it was incremental, dude. It was just like, we nailed it. And it was September 2011.
She stopped. Like there was no income coming in from her.
Yep. She stopped and we were profitable and it was enough to pay the bills, not much above, but it was enough to pay the bills. And then from there, it was just incremental moving up.
Okay. And that you still had one location at that point.
Yeah. One location, 2010, all the way till 2015 was location number 2.
Okay.
And yeah, that was a huge step.
Just because you figured there was another market that you could reach if you had a different location, what made you come to that?
Yeah, I started. So I asked like every customer when I was in the store and I asked my team to do this too. Like every customer, like, how'd you hear about us? You know, where do you live? Some of those like icebreaking questions to show them that we care about their lives. And we found out a lot of people were coming from the east side of Madison because Fitchburg is kind of on the west side. So we're like, dang. And there was this cool strip mall that was building up with some real powerful anchors, and anchors are so important. I've come to learn the Menards, and there's a movie theater and a Costco and Bass Pro, you know, like really strong anchors.
Yeah, bring so I kind people of was looking in, at yeah. that.
Yeah. And so 2015, it was like, okay, let's have one store on each side of Madison.
Okay.
And I had heard of another business owner that was doing that in Omaha, Nebraska with their stores. Like you can kind of like, and it's a similar city, I guess, is Madison. So I was like, dang, I'm going to be cool like that guy. And like
strategically placing the location.
Right. Yeah. It just kind of made sense. And that started to work. And that was much easier to get off the ground. Year one for the first store was like, am I going to have to declare bankruptcy? Like, is this going to work? Did I have a bad idea? Like,
you're not the
brutal.
First person to feel that way. Yeah,
man. And so 2015, second store, a little bit more established, a little bit more people knowing who we are. And it was profitable from day one, thankfully, which is really cool. Yeah.
Right. You know, I think a lot of people overlook the opportunity to do market research right in their store.
Hmm.
Like, I can't tell you, I can name on one hand when anybody's ever come up to me in a store and asked me those kind of questions. I don't ever, you know, I mean, you ever go into like a coffee shop or something local and they got a little fishbowl, and in the fishbowl, you could drop your business card and you get a free lunch or a free coffee or whatever. And you drop your business card in there and you never hear from these people. So you're like, they're going to go out of business because they got all these people that are raising their hand and saying, hey, I was here. And they're not even sending out a mailing. They're not even creating a mailing list. It's like gold.
Yeah. Dude. Well, another example is
got to do the research.
I'm in the natural industry, right? So if I like xylitol, right, or I like stevia as a natural sweetener,
yeah.
And
I
I'm
think
like,
I have here. From-
do
this
you
is like? Yeah. This is like lemon. This is something through my wife was involved with. She's still involved, but this has xylitol in it.
Nice. Like there it is. Candy.
Yeah.
There it is. So say I love xylitol and say my customers, this isn't accurate, but this is just an example. Say my customers are telling me on a daily basis, like, yeah, I just kind of don't like the taste of xylitol. You know, I kind of don't like it. And I'm just like for years trying to push them on xylitol. It's like, listen to your customers.
Right.
Ask questions, maybe switch to stevia or monk fruit or fructose. Like there's other natural sweeteners. Don't try to push your thing on somebody. Like ask your questions, let them give some sort of feedback that you've actually listened to.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's it. Look, don't try and look. A lot of people would say, you know what? This is going real well. Let's open another store. They don't do any research as to where it should be, where the people are coming from. You followed the people and the people led you to where it should be. And that's why you were profitable from the beginning, because you picked the right location.
Thank you.
I see that all the time. I it's frustrating because I do meet some people on the podcast who are really good at asking their customers what they want and constantly looking for that. And then there's some people that they don't ask at all and they struggle and they learn the hard way, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. Well, I don't even know if I knew that that's a principle, but I think you're right. I think
it just made sense to you, right?
Yeah, it just made sense. Like, listen to what the people that have the dollars, like, maybe we should kind of like pay attention to like, what
here,
they
right?
want. Yeah.
Why does it have to be that painful where you got to make them buy what you want them to? Let them buy what they want to buy. You don't have to carry crappy things. You carry good things. Yeah, I think it's funny. Okay, so that was 2015 when you opened the second store, right?
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Okay.
2015.
Still no e-commerce, right? Only retail, only brick and mortar.
No, at that point, we finally got a website because we had our customers, you know, time to time be like, yeah, I just couldn't get there. I got the baby crying, super hard to get out. And I was like, man, well, maybe we should have a basic e-commerce site for them to be able to purchase our most popular products if they can't get out. So it was around that time that we started our findyourhealthyplace.com, but we paid no attention to it. It was like maybe a few orders a week kind of thing and was not a focus at all.
Right.
So
because you were a local brick and mortar guy, that's what you wanted to be.
I'm like personable. Like I really like people. And I like, if I get to shake their hand and like give them a high five, maybe I can encourage their life like a little more than if somebody places an order and I fill the package and I never even say hi.
You know, you like when the door opens and the bell rings and you know there's somebody coming in the store.
Yeah,
like the shopkeeper when you were young and your mom probably had a bell on the door. You remember?
It did. Yes, one of those old school like metal bells.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, somebody's coming in the store. You know, that's what it was in those days. That's so funny. That's so funny. Yep. Okay, so take me through the process. So all four of the stores are in the Madison area.
Yes, all four are in the Madison area.
Madison must be a bigger city than I thought. Supporting four stores, that's a lot.
Yeah. It. I mean, 2015 was store two. And at that time, I was thinking two stores is fine. But then 2016, 2017, CBD begins to be legal in other states.
Yeah.
And it's still like fighting FDA. So it's still not like fully legal in that sense, even today, 2021. I was like, okay, natural alternative. I'll bring that in. You know, I kind of had a bad experience as a teenager with marijuana.
Yeah,
because I just smoked way too much of it.
Yeah, well, that's a bad experience. Yeah. It was probably during while it was happening. It was bad afterward. Yeah,
and I was, you know, almost flunked.
Every college kid knows that.
Yeah, because I went to high school. You know, I was in homeschool through high school, but I almost flunked through high school, and I was like a stoner. And I finally, you know, was cleaning up my life, like getting focused on the right things. You know, and I tried quitting smoking pot, but I loved it so much. I had this like last call with Mary Jane, one last time to kill. I was that exactly. Like singing that Tom Petty song, and it took me really a hard time to quit. So then once CBD came to the scene, 2017, Madison, Wisconsin, I was like, oh man, I don't want to send people down the rabbit hole. I was, you know, that was my interpretation at the time. And
but then I realized, Tim, that CBD was at one point illegal.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
FDA still calls it illegal today, 2021. Oh. It's back in 1991, they switched it to a pseudopharmaceutical. So it's no longer a natural compound. It's considered legally a pseudopharmaceutical. And technically FDA is like, you can't sell pseudopharmaceuticals. So there's literally been battles over CBD over the last, since that time. And even today. So it's federally legal, but it is not legal according to FDA laws.
Right. You can't get FDA approval and things like that.
So like Google.
So I can't get arrested for having CBD, but.
Right. You can't do Google ads with CBD. You can't do Facebook ads with CBD. My bank had to ask me to leave their institution.
Really? Just like with cannabis, they won't.
Yeah.
They had your money.
And that's better now. Yeah. Now they will. Our insurance company dropped us, our merchant processing dropped us. So CBD was brutal, but it was also explosive. Here's the positive side, explosive for my company.
Right.
So there was a point where we were doubling as a company like every 4 months.
Yeah. And
we
did CBD that. Was like, going crazy.
It was awesome. And we were the first to the stage in marketing. Yeah. So we redlined marketing and it was awesome.
Yeah. No, you hit a hot area. It's funny. I just got my renewal for my malpractice. They've now added a question. Do you work with cannabis companies?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I do, but as a general attorney, I have somebody who handles the cannabis side of it. But yeah, this is what happens. They, you know, but you hit a hot market.
Yep.
You know, you hit something that was up and coming at the right time, right?
And in the natural alternative sector, there's never been anything like CBD. And I honestly don't think there will or is anything on the world that we know of right now, at least, that will create the same type of tidal wave that CBD did. You know, we had the little things, Dr. Oz, raspberry ketones, Garcinia Cambogia, you know, these little spikes, ephedra, hydroxycut, you know, but those are all little blips compared to this like mammoth called CBD.
Yeah. So no like monk in the Asian Pacific Rim is going to come down with some secret flower that's going to, right? It just doesn't exist, but that's kind of what it was, you know, with all of a sudden everybody's touching it and doing it.
And I love what it did to the world because it introduced the idea that natural alternatives can work.
Now, are you familiar with, because I have a son who's in college and he's a fraternity brother and, you know, so he knows all this stuff. He tells me things that probably my wife doesn't want to know, but he was telling me about like Delta 8 versus Delta 9. And can you explain that? Because it blew my mind when he said, well, Delta 9 is like pot, but Delta 8 you can get. I'm like, what?
Okay. Here's the deal. Okay. Delta 9 is found in marijuana.
Right.
And
it's the hallucinogenic principle in marijuana, the ingredient, right? Okay.
Yep. It's what gets you high. So Delta 8 is somehow right now, at least it's a ticking time bomb. It is going under the radar as not Delta 9. So all the laws are against marijuana, but here these chemists have formulated because it's synthetic. So
it's some sort of an extract, right? And then they formulate it.
Yeah. It's synthetic. Yeah, so it's actually not super healthy for you. So I try to steer people away from Delta 8. It's synthetic. And it is not Delta 9 though. So it's legal because they never even had Delta 8 to talk
about. It's a hallucinogen.
Yeah. It'll make you, well, hallucinogen is kind of like taking mushrooms and the whole room is going,
yeah.
But it's the component that makes you high.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So it's, I would encourage them. Maybe not. I'd rather almost them smoke marijuana, you know?
Yeah. How did they get to Delta 9? What happened to Delta 1 through 7? That's what I'm
right. About. These are all questions, you know, like where did those ones go and can we smoke them?
Yeah. So, okay. So you cleared that up. So if anybody's in a store and they see Delta 8, they'll know what it is. It's not what you think it is.
So, and it does it. 99% of Delta 8 actually is running hot, which means it has more THC Delta 9 in it than is the legal limit, which is funny.
Here's a word from our sponsors. Uplift your marketing and reinforce your brand with a digital business card from Digital Accelerant. Use a text marketing combination to stand out in front of your competition. Digital business cards make you memorable and most of all help you bring in new business through its warm lead generator. Motion graphics, intro, outro, and inspirational videos can be added during setup. Text the word LAW to 21000, that's L-A-W to 21000, to learn how to get your own digital business card. Suffering from slow internet speed? Worried about hackers? Fetch Pro gets the internet from your smartphone to your Windows and Mac computer without paying for a hotspot. Always get the fastest, most stable, and secure internet access on your computer with Fetch Pro. Follow their affiliate link on our website to learn more and get connected with Fetch. Printify is the online service that simplifies and automates the process of sourcing and creating print-on-demand products branded with your company logo, product, or service. Printify is a better alternative to pre-purchasing and warehousing your merchandise for distribution or sale. Follow their link from our website to learn how to set up your own online store. And be sure to visit our online store and get yourself some podcast merch. Follow the link in the show notes to learn more about all of our sponsors. And now back to our show.
So Delta 8's legal, but the way it's formulated, 99% of it, if tested, has higher than the 0.3% THC level that is legal. So, I mean, totally can fail drug tests and stuff like that.
And that's why it's kind of running under the radar, because really it should be included in the...
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But CBD is not like that. CBD is
the
non-hallucinogenic portion.
Exactly. The way I like to summarize it is CBD has all the benefits of medical marijuana without the high.
Now, is it an extract? Are they pulling it out of the marijuana plant?
They're pulling it out of, typically it's pulled out of hemp.
Hemp cotton?
Hemp plants? Cotton. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And CBD is pulled out. You can get it isolated, like CBD isolate. Best case scenario is it's pulled out as a full spectrum, which means it has the other cannabinoids in it. Cause there's like CBG, CBDA, CBDV, CBD, you know, there's all these C lettered cannabinoids that are powerful for your body. So a full spectrum will have a bunch of those is the idea.
Okay.
And it'll be more powerful is the idea than a CBD isolate. So if someone's going to our website, you know, type in CBD full spectrum, that's going to be a really quality CBD oil product.
Okay. So when did you open store 3 and then store 4?
Yeah. So I'm just riding this wave, dude, of CBD. It is so awesome. And my team's growing and I'm making a billion mistakes and I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm all of a sudden go from like managing my 2 stores and my people to managing managers. And it's like really intense time in my life.
Yeah.
And in 2019, I'm like, dang, dude, our marketing budget is so high. And I started to realize that there's going to be a crash. Like it's just a matter of time before everybody gets CBD, which happened, right? Thankfully, some smart people told me that was going to be coming. I was like, oh, that makes sense. So we should plan for that. So there's going to be a crash where everybody and their mom starts selling it. And sure enough, now it's every gas station. So then I'm riding the wave up, but I'm also realizing that we have this period of time that we can market to Wisconsin like we've never been able to do before. So let's plant 2 more stores at the same time, 2019, it was January, and let's market the crap out of them so everybody knows that they're there so that when the wave comes down, you know, they'll be established.
Yeah.
And so that was the game plan. So 2019, January, we launched two stores at the same time, and that's Middleton and West Madison. So we, if you looked at a Madison map, you know, you'd see, you know, two kind of far west and then one kind of south and then one kind of east.
Okay.
Around Madison. And it's been good for us. It's been good for us. And then that same time, we are gaining a bigger team of wellness consultants that are working with customers, but there's this time in between customers.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of not doing anything and you kind of don't have anything to do. So what can we do to serve our community better and serve people better? And that's where we had some good ideas, like our live chat feature on our website, which I'm really proud of, because there's a wellness consultant on the other side of that, you know, right now where we're talking, that you could ask them, hey, you know, I get a lot of headaches. What natural alternatives are there for headaches? And a wellness consultant would pop back, doesn't get commission. You know, we don't do commission. We do bonuses based on growth of the company. And there'd be a wellness consultant on the other side of that live chat. And then we're like, dang, now that we have this live chat, we could really serve. Our model is to show people that we care.
Right.
You know, and you know, touch their heart before we ask for their hand, show them how much we care before we show them how much we know, all those kind of like principles, right?
Yeah.
Our approach. And let's do that to the nation, because we don't know of any other e-commerce natural alternative sites that like go out of their way to educate you when you're making a purchase. So then we're like, we have the live chat feature on our website. We have a, let's develop an IO program, which is our internet outreach. So a new customer calls and play or not doesn't call, places an order.
Yeah.
For B12. We'll call them after the order. Hey, thank you so much for your order. If you're taking it for energy, just know that you could take two a day if you're ever feeling kind of tired. And also next time, if you can get this form of B12, you'll see and feel even more of a difference. Hi, my name is Tim O'Brien. I'm on your team. You ever need any help with your health? We're here for you.
Cool.
And click, you know, and a lot of times it's a voice message or an email. So, you know, you may or may not hear from them, but that model, we're like, how can we bridge the gap from our model in our stores to e-commerce? So that's when we really got serious about e-commerce.
So you started building out the e-commerce site at that point. Yep, and ironically, you didn't know 14 months later, 12 months later, the whole world was going to shut down.
Oh my gosh, dude. So literally like 6-9 months before COVID, 12 months, whatever, we decide to work hard on our website.
Right.
And we decide to do a same day delivery program in Madison and Dane County, which is our
meaning they could order and you'd put it on a truck or whoever would deliver it to their house.
2 like p.m. you order.
Yeah.
We have a little Ford Transit zipping around town making deliveries. Okay. But we did both of that before COVID. So all of a sudden, you know, right when COVID hits March,
we were kind of ready, dude.
And I was like, thank you, God, because I wouldn't have known that any of that was coming. I didn't believe that.
Now, were you considered because of the therapeutic nature of what you do, were you considered an essential business? Were you able to still operate?
Thankfully, we were able to be an essential. And I was, you know, in March last year, I was like, listen, I'll go buy shampoo. I'll start selling
whatever they want us
cashews,
to sell.
Cashews, whatever I need to get to be essential.
Right.
Thankfully, they classified health food stores because a lot of people depend like chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression. So that was cool.
Right.
But I was freaking, dude. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And did you, you had to close some of the retail locations for a while, right? You had to shut
them
down.
No, you were able to stay open. We got to keep those four open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And got to keep our we didn't have our warehouse yet. So we were kind of ready for it. We had the live chat feature. We had phone consultations already a thing. We had the same day delivery program, free shipping to everybody else. And though that's all of a sudden what blew up our website and blew up our live chat. It hurt our stores a lot though. So our four brick and mortars overnight, it was like 30% down.
Right. Because people don't have to come to the store anymore.
Yeah.
They convenience, they'll wait a day or two to get the thing if they can't get it same day. Right. What's the big deal? Amazon.
Exactly. So that was brutal to navigate through. So we almost had to work on the e-commerce pretty viciously to get, cause it was like 30% of our sales overnight just down.
And it doesn't help you to just move sales from your retail location to your e-commerce. So you got to grow both.
Yep. Overhead goes up, right? Got to get a warehouse, got to hire a shipping team. And, you know, I'm thinking of the families that we support. I got, you know, employees, you know, dozens of employees that's like, okay, they want consistent raises year to year.
Right.
You know, they want promotion opportunity. Do I have a career path at this company or should I look somewhere else?
Right.
So as a leader, trying to be a good leader, I'm like wanting to inspire them, you know, like, okay, don't worry guys, we're going to figure this out together. We're going to bust it and we're going to like create something great. And a year later, we replaced the income that was lost for our brick and mortar stores on e-commerce. And it's been an intense battle, but I'm just so thankful. It was cool to see that come together.
And you didn't have to lay off anybody. You were able to keep all your employees.
Yeah.
God bless you. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I'm like,
a lot of people did. Yeah. A lot of people did.
You know, I had friends, gym owners and salons that had to shut down. Brutal watching their stories. So hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The ones that couldn't be open. I mean, look, I'm a small business attorney. Every one of my clients were basically closed or were so uncertain that they weren't going to do anything.
Wow.
That's, you know, no deals were going on. It was nothing for 4 or 5 months. I just went to every Zoom meeting I could connect with people. And
craziness.
It was nuts. Yeah. It's got to the point where I do too many Zoom meetings, but I grew the podcast. I mean, I was talking to 10 people a week. So,
wow,
which is fine. It's a good thing. So before we get into like, you know, the health benefits of CBD and some of the products that you guys sell and, you know, your whole, we could teach some people about some of this stuff. What would you say? What are like lessons learned? You look back. Are there some things you'd do differently? Some things that you'd recommend as advice to people starting their own business as an entrepreneur?
Yeah. So one thing that landed in my lap that I didn't search out was a rental. Help me out here for renting space. Are they called brokers? Real estate brokers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
leasing agents, real estate brokers.
Leasing agents. That's what I was searching for. So I had a leasing agent named Kent. And I shared my dream with him about like, I kind of would love to open my own health food store, but it's like super complicated. And he's like, cool. Well, I'll send you potential properties, you know, that you could rent from. And sometimes you just need to visualize it.
Yeah.
And so I would tell people like, man, get a leasing agent because you don't have to pay them. The landlord pays them when you sign a deal.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So that was so helpful because he started sending me, it was like a year, dude. You know, I felt bad for this guy because I'm this little.
No, but that's what they do. They cultivate relationships, you know?
Yeah. And he would send me properties and I'd be like, oh, that'd be cool. And then it got the conversation going and then it started coming together. And I give him a lot of credit for like helping make my dream come true because he helped me find the location that we got. And then I could visualize it. And then I could think of the next steps. So I think that's huge for a brick and mortar, like some sort of retail location. Also, like we were talking about in the beginning, you know, don't be giving up if you're 6 months in and it's like not making enough.
Right.
Like this, there is that ceiling. And it's interesting. You said it's like 6 to 9 months or whatever, because our first year was really brutal. But I think the hardest part to get over is like, it is in you're giving up belief that you can make it happen.
Right.
Like your actual confidence, belief, faith level is like going down. Like I remember thinking like, maybe I just made a mistake.
Yeah.
And if it would have gone on a little bit longer, you know, maybe I would have given in and maybe I would have given up. So like if you're in that space or place, like don't give up.
Right.
And then third thing, man, that I'd tell and encourage, and we probably all need to hear this, is like when you ask yourself the question about one of your employees.
Yeah.
And you're saying, would I rehire this person right now?
Okay. And if those the answer, good questions. Yeah.
If you answer is no. Like you need to like let that employee go.
Right.
Because I'm seeing the same history repeat itself where I want to draw the gold out of people and I don't want to give up on somebody because I don't want people to give up on me.
Right.
And so I hang on to them with this ideology of I'm going to fix them. I'm going to help
fix them.
I'm
going to
change them. Yeah. I'm going to
like the relationship. You don't want to break off, you know, cause you're like, oh
yeah. And maybe half of it's ego. My own ego, but maybe the other half like is legitimately the fact that I care so much about this person. Right. And I like believe that there's value if they could just get it like I did when I was a youngster, you know, where I had this aha moment of like, wow, life is a gift. Life matters. Like let's run the race and do a good job at it.
Well, that's why you became the boss though. There's a reason for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And so, just like firing bad people, you know, firing bad, like you just got to get rid of the rotten pumpkins. Every single time in a pumpkin patch, if you have a rotten pumpkin, the pumpkins around it will rot too every single time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm seeing some delay with my, I don't know if you're getting a delay, but I can hear my voice, but my screen is being delayed. But anyway,
I think
it's very common for business owners. That's something we all struggle with, is hiring the right people, holding on to them too long, not finding the right spot for them in the company, recognizing maybe somebody came along and they were your assistant at the beginning, they were helping you do stuff, and then, you know, the job kind of grew out of them. They didn't grow out of the job. And sometimes we're even too dependent on somebody who's in the wrong spot. And you got to kind of adjust those things. But that's a challenge, you know, that any business owner faces unless they're a solopreneur. But, you know, good people and keeping good people and figuring out. And sometimes that's why you need a coach and you need people that, you know, can help you get out of your own head to sit back and say and evaluate. Yeah, you're right. Maybe they're just not right for the business anymore. Or maybe they were never right, like you said, for the business.
Yeah, but you nailed it. I mean, that's a huge thing too, is like ask beyond yourself.
Yeah.
Like don't think that you know the answers. Like you really need a team around you. And it helps that I co-own my company with my wife, Becky.
Yeah.
And so we talk about this stuff and it's she's not as emotionally attached to our team as I am. So she helps me dialogue with it. But if it's not your significant other, you know, get a business coach. Like they're so worth it. Join a mastermind group. Those have been so helpful to me. You like get ideas. You're like, oh, if 4 out of the 5 people in this group are literally telling me I'm an idiot, maybe I'm an idiot.
Maybe it's not such a good idea. No, it's true. I'm a big proponent of mastermind groups, advisory boards, mentors, you know, put together advisory board of people that you go to that are not in your business day to day.
Yes.
Because the people in your business will day to day will help you, but they're going to be jaded too by based on your whole environment. So you got to get some people. And that's always, I think the most successful people do that. They, you know, they have mentors, they have a coach, they have a partner, they have people that are outside their business to help them, you know, kind of step away every once in a while. Mm. And I have a friend who's got a business and his office is not in the business. Mm. It's like 1.5 miles from the business. So when he wants to work in his office, he leaves.
Wow.
You know, and he's always,
it's helpful though, because you get your head out. You know, one of my biggest mistakes in my journey was I'd ask people because I knew I needed help, but then I would say to myself, they don't understand.
Right.
There's no way they could understand my business because I'm the one here every day.
Right.
And I wish to God that I would have sooner been like, well, that doesn't mean they don't know basic business principles.
You could always learn something from somebody, right?
Come on, Timmy. Yeah. Effing Timmy. There's one friend that was like, effing Timmy.
That's funny. But you've learned and you've grown. A lot of people don't. And that's why they struggle. And that's why there's a lot of accidental entrepreneurs out there that are, maybe they shouldn't, if they don't do the things, like you said, get a coach and listen to their customers and get the right employees and do those kind of stuff. Maybe they shouldn't be entrepreneurs,
right?
You know,
maybe they shouldn't, you know,
they can be, it's not like rocket science, but If you don't do those things, like you said, constantly passionate about it, constantly checking in, constantly testing things, you're gonna really struggle, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about your business and your products and the things that it can do for people. Let's educate people a little bit about the wellness products.
I think the biggest thing I love getting across to people is that we all know about pharmaceutical drugs. We all know the drill. You go to the doctor, which I'm thankful for them. We have some of the best medical, you know, professionals in the world in the United States. And we know the drill. We go to the doctor, we get drugs, we go home, we take drugs, we have symptoms, side effects from the drugs.
Right.
And a lot of times we're not necessarily feeling better, like there's side effects. And a lot of people on antidepressants are still depressed.
Yeah.
You know, and so one of the biggest things I like to get across is that a pharmaceutical drug will treat a symptom. It'll never cure you because if it cures you, they lose a customer.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's just, you know, smart
makes
business.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. So I'm not even trying to pick on big pharma.
No.
You know, it drugs, they treat a symptom.
Right.
And then they, in some way or another, they damage your body. It's hard on your liver, hard on your kidneys, hard on your immune system. They have side effects. It makes your blood pressure higher, makes your blood pressure too low.
Plus, you're really only treating something that's happened already. You're not taking care of your well-being, right?
Yep, exactly. Not holistic approach. Your body is a unit, right?
Yeah.
And so drug treats a symptom, damages the body. A natural alternative will treat the same symptom, but then strengthen the body. So it's a total paradigm shift and a different way of thinking than pharmaceutical drugs. Okay. And it's not even that I would delete all pharmaceutical drugs on the planet, because I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, be aware that there is natural alternatives out there that work, that change lives, that fix problems, and they don't have side effects. And they, in addition, strengthen your body, bring more nutrition into your system, help other issues in your body, like more mental clarity, boost the immune system, more energy, all while treating the symptom down here called chronic pain or whatever.
Right.
And so I love educating and getting people's eyes open to the fact that natural alternatives work. And at The Healthy Place, what our expertise is, because I'm not a doctor, I don't pretend to be a pharmacist, don't pretend to be.
Right.
My expertise is supplements. Yeah. I've been doing it for 20 years. You just start to learn what brands work, what types of nutrients are good, better, best for this issue or that issue. What does the natural world say about treating diverticulitis naturally,
yeah,
or migraines or heart disease or high blood pressure or chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, sleep problems.
Right.
And our job is to make recommendations and ask questions. And when somebody, this is so cool, dude, when somebody kind of comes into our store or goes to findyourhealthyplace.com and clicks on that live chat feature and sort of like, I'll see what they have to say, you know, like, hey, I have some trouble sleeping.
You get a lot of that where people like literally just dial in and be like, hey, I can't sleep well at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we have, you know, 50 new customers, you know, a day on average, if you look back past the last couple. So, and we have, you know, tens of thousands of existing customers, right? So then they start to learn that hey, maybe they know a little bit and they help me with this issue. So I'm going to go back and ask it. So then, hey, I have trouble falling asleep, mm-hmm. not really staying asleep, but just falling asleep. Like, what do you have? You know? And then our wellness consultant answers, says, well, there's a product called Snooze Fest and it's natural. It's not, doesn't have side effects like Ambien does. Okay. And you won't sleepwalk like Ambien.
Yeah. Ambien's bad shit. I used to have a partner and he would write things like in a brief and I could tell when he was Ambien because I'm like, what the hell does that say?
Right. Oh my gosh. The stories
I heard. Side effects. I know.
The stories I heard. And it doesn't have the side effects. You won't wake up groggy. And it has GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, that gets you into that REM sleep. It has L-theanine to calm the mind for those anxious thoughts. Okay. It has a little sprinkle of 5-HTP in there to balance the serotonin levels naturally. And it'll help you fall asleep, you know? And so then that customer tries that and it's so cool. Because that was their first like bold kind of courageous step. Like, okay, I'll call these guys, you know, and I'll see, or I'll check the live chat or I'll pop in and then it works for them. And you're not always, sometimes you got to bring it back, try again, different product, whatever.
Right.
It's not just like drugs, you know, it doesn't work always. And now all of a sudden this customer's sleeping better. So what I love about that, beyond the fact that I'm helping them sleep, is now that when they have a problem that they face, maybe they won't reach for that over-the-counter drug that's terrible for their body and has side effects. Maybe they won't go straight to the doctor to get a prescription and get hooked on, you know, cholesterol medication, statins for the rest of their life that literally increase the risk of heart disease by a crazy percentage. You know, it's like so backwards how much drugs will break your body down over time.
Sure.
And sometimes they're needed. Again, I'm thankful for them. Other times they're not. Like statins, it is so easy to control cholesterol naturally. It's like crazy easy.
Well, I take a statin, natural supplements. We should definitely talk about that.
Okay, we should talk.
I do. I take a Lipitor generic something or other.
And the purpose of taking statins is to prevent cardiovascular disease. And the new science coming out is showing that it increases the risk of
cardiovascular disease. Even though it's keeping your cholesterol down, it's causing other problems.
Yep. Yep.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. And there's red yeast rice that like really help. There's tocotrienols from vitamin E that really help. And you can lower it 100, I shouldn't say 100% time. I'm getting overconfident.
Often.
Most often, most of the time, you can control cholesterol with natural supplements. And it's common like that too, dude, with chronic pain. You know, we all know over the opiate epidemic. Over-the-counter drugs for pain, chronic pain, nutrients like CBD, nutrients like curcumin, nutrients like boswellia from frankincense, like these reduce pain in like 30, 45 minutes. And people often are able to get off the drugs. And this is cool. You know, through our CBD explosion, I will never forget it because it was like every day. It was a dozen to two dozen testimonies coming in of people getting off their pharmaceutical medications, whether it be anti-anxiety meds, sleep medications, opiates, and they would contact us through our many different mediums, you know, Facebook and Trustpilot reviews and emailing and stopping in the store and calling. And our team works like a little bit of a hive where we like celebrate victories together. Like, hey, we helped this person. And it's so cool, dude. So you don't, if you're drugged out, you know, you're feeling side effects, or you're just interested in like, what does the natural world have to say? Talk to our live chat feature on our website. There's a wellness consultant, you know, or shoot me an email, tim@findyourhealthyplace.com. People need to be educated that there's natural alternatives that work, because the media is not doing that, you know,
right.
And our medical doctors, as amazing as they are, they're just not trained in natural alternatives. So they don't know.
Right.
They just don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we got to leave it there. You and I will probably talk off the mic about other things. but I love it. It's a great story. You know, you've been successful through a lot of things. You learned your way and you shared a lot of good things for other business owners that are out there looking to get back
Thank
on
you.
Their feet or start their business. And I appreciate, I think it was Jinky that connected us, and, you know, let's definitely stay in touch. I love all the, you know, following you and following and learning about this stuff, you know, what, how to better take care of your body.
That's awesome.
And your physical well-being. So,
I have a gift, bro. I have a gift for you
okay.
and for your listeners. If it's helpful, it's TAE, the Accidental Entrepreneur, TAE podcast coupon code.
Okay.
And that'll give 30% off all of our whole website.
Okay.
And I want to invite you and others, hey, hit that live chat feature if you have questions. You don't have to buy anything to ask questions.
Okay.
Let's get you some information. Let's get you educated in general on natural alternatives. And then you can use that coupon code TAE podcast, findyourhealthyplace.com. Would love to serve you, anyone listening, as a
All right.
little gift.
Well, we'll put it all in the show notes. So I appreciate it very much.
Awesome, dude. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
If you like the podcast, please tell others about us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Amazon Music, and many of the other podcast directories. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review and feel free to share our episodes on social media. If you have any questions or comments, ideas for the show, or you'd even like to appear as a guest, reach out to us by email at info@beinhackerlaw.com. The Accidental Entrepreneur is hosted and produced by me, Mitch Beinhacker. If you'd like more information about my legal services, you can find me on social media or visit my website at beinhackerlaw.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to our feed to be notified of all future episodes.